Thank you for listening to this Podcast One Sportsnet production, available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
This is an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports.
The tournament's winding down, so if you're ready to head to the last four games of the year, they're the final ones, then your answer is 100% Vivid Seats. Because with Vivid Seats, you can get in on the madness because they're the top source for tickets for all the live events that you want to see. I've used Vivid Seats myself to get some of the best seats to games in my life. You need to use them too. Start making those memories yourself.
You can sort by price or look for seats in the section and row of your choice. Vivid Seats already offers great pricing, but they're sweetening the deal for ShaqCast listeners. New customers can receive 10% off their first ticket order to save even more money when they use promo code BRACKET, just for you guys.
Hey, go to the App Store or Google Play Store. Download the Vivid Seats mobile app. First-time customers can use promo code BRACKET for 10% off your first Vivid Seats order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 100% guarantee. That ensures that your tickets are always the real deal.
From the biggest concerts and games to the hottest theaters and more, Vivid Seats has it all. Download the app and enter promo code BRACKET for 10% off your first order on Vivid Seats.
Shaquille O'Neal!
Shaq!
Who you guys coming to see tonight?
Shaq!
Shaq, we're on live.
It's a Shaq podcast. It's a ShaqCast. Welcome back. I'm Shaq.
Shaqalaka!
Today on the Big Podcast with Shaq, more on our 200th live show spectacular coming your way. We will finally get to Shaq on Hot Ones. Deputy Shaq, and we do have a couple cases for Detective Shaq. Shaqapalooza! And yes, our Sweet 16 voting is in on the borderline bracket. We will reveal the Elite Eight and pick our final four. And we'll play a round of everyone's favorite game, Walmart or Waffle House. Now live from the Shaq Cave in Atlanta, Georgia, it's John Kincaid and the Big Hoffa. The Hall of Famer, it's Shaquille O'Neal. Who would you like to play you in a movie about your life?
What about you, Big Dog? Who's going to play you?
Michael B. Jordan.
Well, get the hell out of here with that.
Bulls.com.
Welcome in to Big Podcast with Shaq. He's Shaquille O'Neal. I'm John Kincaid. That's Rob Jenners.
No, Kincaid is not your last name. Your last name is Kincaidanoff. Because you're a damn Russian. You'd be rushing me all damn day.
He's a Russian.
Jeez, John Kincaidanoff.
Well, no, we learned that. Wasn't it John Vladimir Kincaid?
I'm like, John, I'm shooting a commercial. What? We're both here. I'm here at 5. I'm at 6. Where are you? I got to go home and get the girls. Are you here? Are you late?
That sounds just like
John.
Are
you at TNT? I'm like, John, I just got here. No, come on, man. John Kincaidanoff.
Shaq, I'm sorry. I haven't learned about that. I haven't learned about your time. Your timekeeping.
What are you talking about?
I haven't learned about enough. I just haven't gotten that enough. How are you today, homie?
I'm good. I just shot 7 commercials, but I'm good.
There is no Russian collusion with this show, nor anywhere else for that matter.
No, there is none.
So we've got none of that.
I have a conspiracy theory question.
Oh,
I love this. Right off the bat, do it.
Because there's a lot of money floating around. You think somebody got tapped on the shoulder and be like, hey, if you say something, cool, but if you don't, ding, 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 ding. I'm just asking.
You mean about collusion?
John, I don't want to ask the question without saying names.
Okay, you don't have to say names.
Listen. Somebody who's in charge, maybe another somebody tapped him and said, listen, if you uncover, cool, you're doing a great job. However, if you don't uncover, ding, 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 ding.
You still did a good
job.
But now you did a good job with a lot of money.
The only thing is, that's all I'm asking. No, I do not believe anything like that happened. I don't believe anything like that happened. But I would just tell. Not for a second.
Okay, so
not with 500 interviews.
If you were the head of the International Czech People Organization,
okay,
and they put you in charge, and somebody just taps you and said, "Listen, give you $5 billion, give it
five
to you,
billion,
$5 billion.
That's he doesn't we'll have you. It. Who would have $5 billion?
The leader of Russia. I'm not gonna say his name. He got a lot of money. What do you mean? Who has it? She has a lot of shit. Better jab it on the mofo side with the backfo side and the JJ button.
Well, this is good because now we've got good news after that segment. CNN has just hired Shaquille O'Neal as their new primetime host because that will get them a lot of content. They would use that forever.
I just like asking questions. That's all.
I think you should too. So
I like that. It is, by the way, so it's Monday night. It's kind of late. It's going to go up in a second. We're going to do that, by the way, before the show.
Oh, okay.
And our 200th podcast is this Wednesday.
Yeah,
we're going to take Wednesday.
We will tape, but no, people will not hear it till the following Monday. Syndication.
What's that?
No, double syndication. We've been syndicated twice.
That's true.
We're gonna seriously. We will.
B-Dog,
yo,
I'm gonna give you a raise. A raise of these nuts.
I understand we're gonna be more than family matters.
Well, wait a minute. You should have seen the glint in his eye for like half a second when he knew he was getting a raise, and then
we'll give you a raise.
I can tell you, it is going to be so exciting. We will have to cancel, though. Michael Avenatti and Mark Garagos will not be able to attend the taping. If you didn't hear the scandal break today, did you, Shaq?
What scandal?
Oh, you didn't hear it because you've been taping all
day. They arrested Michael Avenatti.
Michael Avenatti, the porn star lawyer, and Mark Garagos reportedly, according to published reports, is also in line. Michael Avenatti got arrested for trying to extort $25 million from Nike.
Wow.
By claiming to say he knows how illegal payments were made to get kids to represent and schools and programs to represent Nike.
Wow.
And he went, and the thing is, they were monitoring him, and then they knew that he was trying to extort money from Nike. And then he said, I'll have a press conference tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. to expose Nike. They went right to his Manhattan office and went, and the feds arrested him.
But is that extortion?
Yes, it is. Anytime you have tried to affect, because they have documented proof that he said to them in emails, I will destroy your company. They were taping him, too. I will destroy your company. I will cause your company's equity to drop by $10
billion. Damn.
Dang.
And so by attacking you and attacking your credibility. So the minute that you, in extortion, just for anyone in the audience to know, if I say to Shaq, I'm going to send out that picture of you naked that you tweeted to me that one night. And when I send that out, it's going to cost you to lose you're going to lose $5 million in endorsements.
John, I hate to say it, it doesn't work like that with celebrities. I'm just going to let you know.
Really? So I can send out that nude picture that you sent me that night?
No, you can,
I think you missed it.
Listen, it don't work like that with us. But,
Okay. Well, yeah. It works with him because he's in cuffs. And in federal custody.
Well, no, clearly it didn't work for him.
Oh, no, he's in trouble. Yeah.
Okay,
he was trying to get Nike.
But guess what?
What?
He knows a hell of a lawyer himself.
Well, guess what? The porn star lawyer's in jail. And they say Mark Garagos is the next one.
He'll be out in 10 minutes.
Yeah,
all right, we'll see.
To the cops that arrested him, dress warm, because by tomorrow morning, you're going to be working in Alaska.
Can't wait for the 200th show to tape on Wednesday. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be great. I thought it was a little bit borderline, though, John, that you spent most of the week asking us where our black cards were.
Well, I wanted to know where the black cards were.
Why are you calling people out on their black card?
Because I think that the black card is very important. It's very, very important. Where's your black card? I got my
black card.
I got a black card. I want from Papa Shaq.
Oh, you want it?
Yes.
Is that what this was all about?
Yes.
You want free pizza for the rest of your life?
For the rest of my life.
Oh, come on.
Look, I mean, this is
done.
Do we get a black card from Papa John's?
Rob and B-Dog done, because they didn't ask.
By the way,
you got to pay.
Yeah. Wait,
did Shaq get... All right, then. Well, I can hold that Hooters card hostage. Because I have your Hooters card.
Okay.
Actually, we're in a trade. Wait a minute. I'm not going to offend the Trump supporters. We're at a Mexican standoff here.
No, don't say
this.
That.
I'm just telling
don't
you. We're at a standoff right here.
Don't say
I've got
that.
To tell you. I've got the Hooters card. You slide it. We'll make a negotiation. We'll meet in the back alley.
So,
we'll be able to do that.
So, Papa Shaq.
Congratulations, by the way.
Huge, man.
Thank you. Yeah.
Huge.
How long has this been in the works, Shaq?
Ever since the last Shaq's Funhouse.
Wow.
Oh, wow, that long?
Because, I started a company a couple of years ago called Shaquille O'Meals. And the purpose of that company was to put all my restaurants under that company. The ultimate goal for Shaquille O'Meals would be to take over school lunch programs. That's the ultimate goal. But I got 5 restaurants in Vegas. I got Big Chicken in Vegas. I got Shaquille's in L.A. So when I met with Papa John's, I was like, I'd like to get some franchises. So I've been in the franchise business before. I had the Five Guys. I still got Krispy Kremes.
Sure.
I still got my Auntie Anne's. So we're talking about it, and the guy was like, we're going. I said, I know you're going through some stuff. So I said, when you guys get your stuff together, meaning, some people got to be gone for me to have a conversation. So a guy, Mr. Jeff, came in, invested a lot of money, took over the company. They named a new CEO, and then, conversation started happening. I said, I want to do this one bigger. Let me do this like a triple threat. You need some diversity on the board, some new leadership on the board. I want that. I want to get 9 to 10 franchises, and I'll, you know, do some commercials. So they agreed, and I think it's going to be a great deal. And my favorite one is the one I've been going to since I've been in Atlanta, the one right across from Georgia Tech. That's now mine.
So wait a minute. So you got Papa John's, you got Annie Ann's.
Annie Ann's.
You have Krispy Kreme's.
Yeah.
And then next week we will have the press conference on the show where Shaq will launch the Shaquille O'Neal childhood obesity clinics.
No, John, everything in life is done in moderation. If you want to be a foo-foo and eat salad, that's on you. But guess what? When I want to eat a pizza, I'm going to eat a damn pizza.
A pizza?
I don't care about you foo-foos.
Papa John's,
listen,
you know what it's going to have now.
Foo-foos don't run the world,
Papa,
John.
It'll be later. It'll be Papa
your
John's.
Your foo-foos and your little salads and your little zucchinis.
It's going to be Papa John's.
When I want to eat a burger.
The Annie Ann's crust.
Yeah. When I want to eat a burger, I'm eating a burger. When I want to eat a pizza, I'm eating a pizza. When I want to eat some donuts, I'm eating some donuts.
The Annie Ann's crust with Krispy Kreme dip for the crust.
God.
Oh, man. It could work.
Promotion.
Look, he's thinking this could really work.
But the funny thing, there's still some idiots out there. Oh, why'd you do that? So for all you idiots who think you know about the business, the old guy's out. That's all you need to know.
And see,
so
black people like pizza, too.
The old guy's out.
So we always like pizza.
That's the new slogan.
So listen, the old goes out. My job with the other 6 to 7 board members, we want to create a new culture where everybody's loved and respected. So all you idiots who don't understand business, the old guy is out.
Yeah. Okay? That's good. That's right. Better ingredients, better race relations, Papa John's.
Yes.
I like it.
Better taste. Better skin tone.
Yep, and free
Papa
pizza
John.
For Rob and not John.
Well, guess
all
what?
Right,
that
I like
that
it.
Hooters card's never getting to you then, baby. I'm holding that
John,
hostage.
Trust me, I already got a Hooters card.
I was going to say, what do you mean?
I'm holding that hostage.
Yeah, John, you can't hold anything back from him.
John, man. John Kincaid, my face is my Hooters card. Trust me. Trust me.
I love that. In so many ways, that's true. It's true in so many ways.
I didn't know that.
When I go to Hooters, I eat wings and things.
I bet you do.
I'm sure you do.
I bet you do.
We don't talk about the things as much. But
yeah, wings and things.
Wings and things.
So, what else did you have going on here? The hot ones. What is this,
Rob? Speaking of wings. So Shaq was on First We Feast, which is a very popular internet show.
Okay.
And they do a bit called Hot Ones, where basically they ask hot questions while you sit there and you eat hot wings.
Okay.
Well, I think Shaq kind of crapped on Kansas a little bit before he got to their wing sauce.
I never liked Kansas.
Just listen to this real quick. Here's Shaq trying to crap on Kansas.
Where you be getting all this stuff from?
That's from Kansas.
Kansas don't know how to do no hot wings. Kansas. Oh. I apologize, Kansas.
It's time to reach for that jug.
You lied to me. Guess what got me?
God.
So he's in like a full cough. She's chugging milk.
Yeah, no, because you know what? Because I keep seeing that dumb hot meme, and it's making me look soft. So I was like, you know, let me redeem myself. So the guy asked, I think, 8 questions, and I got up to 5 and 6, but 6, 7, and 8.
Oh, my gosh.
Hot.
So how long did it take your throat to get back?
Well.
Pause.
There
pause.
It is.
Yeah. It took about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I had to swallow some milk.
Yeah, I'm sure that was milk. I'm just positive that's what they were giving you.
Because I haven't heard you swallow like that since that series against the Pistons.
Oh!
I got to be honest.
Wait a minute now.
But you know what? I redeemed myself and came all over when I played the Philadelphia 76ers. What about that one?
Yeah, you did.
Awful.
Oh, that's a sticky situation.
I'm glad we waited for this tonight.
That's a little
I'm
sticky.
So happy we waited.
That's a little sticky situation.
All right, well, there's more to the Hot Ones thing that I had to
what?
Get to because there were a couple humongous borderlines in this episode with Shaq that we got from literally, I want to say, like 150 to 200 people. The first one was him talking about being Dr. O'Neal, getting his doctorate. Here's why you got your doctorate.
I have 6 children, and I want them to respect more than just having their daddy as Shaq. Like, when I come into the parent-teacher meetings and they call me Dr. O'Neal, it gets me hard. Not this hard. This hard. Just, you know, hard. So I just, it's just out of respect.
He says not this hard, but he points at his bicep. This hard. Yeah.
Pause.
Yeah, that was all right. You caught me. You got me. At least it's not playoffs.
No,
Maybe the next one. Yeah.
Well, Mr. Jones, I'm sorry I got hard when you said that.
Maybe the next one will get him there. Hold on, there's another one.
Another one?
There's another one from the same episode.
Same show.
You were talking about Gronkowski, who we'll talk about in a minute.
Yes.
We'll talk about in a minute. You got way borderline talking about Gronk on your shoulders at last year's Funhouse.
Looks like you're hoisting Gronk.
Yeah, Gronk is the strongest white dude I've ever felt. Not felt. Gronk is the strongest white guy I've ever picked up. He's the greatest guy. He likes to party. I like to party.
That he's ever picked up.
Felt.
How many white guys have you felt and picked up?
That's playoffs right there.
I don't know. Yeah. Both of them
no,
might
all
be playoffs.
Three of them are. He felt him and picked him up.
Yeah.
Oh, that is good.
It's great. Bro. It's great because you caught yourself. Anytime you catch yourself in a borderline, it's
By the way, congratulations to Rob Gronkowski, who retired today.
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't believe that.
Absolutely.
I know Rob. He's coming back.
What?
No, it was announced.
He's
going to
come back.
He retired.
Okay, you can announce. He can announce, but you could de-announce.
He's not coming back.
All right, watch. How many years has he played?
Nine.
He's 29 years old.
Remember, it's the NFL.
Okay, but what's the average lifespan of the NFL, John?
Depending on the position.
Three.
Well.
Damn.
Okay, seriously. So.
But average on the position, though.
No, average player in the NFL is of average career is 3 point something.
Well, Rob, I'll see you this Friday in Miami, brother. We're going to party hardy.
Oh, boy. Hey, on Friday, the Broward Sheriff tweeted out photos of Deputy Shaq with some new colleagues.
Yeah.
This is pretty cool. He's got some new colleagues after you were dubbed a auxiliary deputy for the Broward County Sheriff's Office.
Congratulations on that.
That is really good.
A busy day.
I used to be a reserve in Miami Beach and Golden Beach.
Okay.
So now it's Broward County because I live in Broward County also, and I know the former sheriff. He's a good friend of mine, and I know a lot of great people that work. And again, you know, my goals and aspirations when I retire, I'm gonna be sheriff somewhere. So it's just being under different guys, studying their leadership, see how they deal with the troops, politics, and all that stuff. So when it's time for me to get into position, I'll be well-rounded.
That is awesome. Mm-hmm. Hey, coming up on Wednesday of this week, we're taping the 200th Shaq episode of the Shaq
Killer
Podcast.
Mike, what's up, baby?
Hey,
comes up
Mike.
On that episode will be
Craig Sapp.
Isn't that great?
His last name Sapp?
No, he's not a Sapp.
What? No, Craig's last name.
Craig Gass.
Same thing. I got a G.
Hey.
Well, BetOnline is presenting our live show. And with March Madness off to another wild start with an incredible excitement along the way, we're now down to the Sweet 16. And the Sportsnet Bracket Challenge is presented by BetOnline.ag. That's continuing, too. We compete against other podcasts, one Sportsnet shows. And if we don't win this one, the show might get canceled, Jack.
So sign up today for a free account on betonline.ag and use the promo code podcast1 to receive a 50% welcome bonus. That's right, a 50% bonus. Also, don't worry if your bracket's already busted like John's face. The fun will continue each week as you have a chance each week to win some money and the opportunity for one lucky winner to win a pair of shoes signed by none other than me.
I offered to sign a pair of shoes and they didn't want them. No. Hey, even if your bracket gets busted, don't worry. The fun's going to continue each week. It's the Sportsnet Brackets presented by betonline.ag. And don't forget, use that promo code podcast1, spell it out, podcast1, and your 50% welcome bonus is waiting for you.
BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Well, one of the cooler announcements that I saw this week, and I saw a ton of them with Shaq's name on them, was DJ Diesel, who I have to admit, you've had some pretty awesome milestones in the DJ gig.
Yes.
But playing Lollapalooza, that's got to be one of the bigger ones, I think,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I got to thank my management team, Joe, Adam, Biotti. They all got connections, and they squeezed me in Lollapalooza. It's going to be a great event. But
yeah.
Again, like people, why do you DJ? I even saw an article, Shaq is jumping on the bandwagon of being mainstream. This is my answer to all you people who think I need to jump on any bandwagon. The truth of the matter is these DJ gigs are like my game 7. My life is built on adrenaline. When I stopped playing, the adrenaline was gone. I went to something called Tomorrow World, and I got that adrenaline back. And then it made me come to the realization that we as people who are under a lot of stress and work a lot, it's two things that when they're going on, everything shuts off. And, John, you know I'm right. Sports and music. When we're watching our favorite game, playoff game, whatever, we forget about bills. We forget about
anything. Oh, yeah, you forget about everything.
When you hear a great song, red,
it takes you
white.
Back. You know what it does for me? It takes me back.
That's what I'm saying. So
the music takes me back.
So, you know, for me being out here with these kids, having them jump up and down, it's a game seven. It's not about the money because all you little DJs out there are making the same thing you're making. Trust me. I'm not making Tiesto money and, you know, the guys with that wear the costume, I'm not making that type of money.
Now, if it's a game seven, do you fall behind by like 20 and then come back?
It doesn't matter.
I'm just wondering.
All I do is win, no matter what.
Yeah.
And sometimes we almost sweep them, too.
That's good, too.
Fella, you just got to let people know that you are the bandwagon. Come on now. Everybody talking about you hopping on the bandwagon. Yeah, you're the wagon.
Now, you're really good at it.
Listen, and then, like, you know, my mentality is, so let's just say DJ John, DJ Rob, DJ B-Dog, we're all doing the show together. You know, it's just like me stepping on the court with other greats. I'm not trying to outplay Michael Jordan or outplay Barkley. I'm trying to be the best that I can be for the show, for the game of the NBA. So I'm not all that top DJ. It has nothing to do with anything. If it's a great show, a great venue, everybody wins. That's all I'm concerned with. I'm not trying to be the best DJ.
There's a lot of DJs
out there who don't have names that are way better than me. I know that. I recognize that. But when I go out there with these kids that pay a lot of money to see us perform, I'm putting the show on for their ass. That's my role.
Just for their ass or for the whole show?
For the whole show.
I think it's
okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, just want to make sure.
It's good that you're striving to not be the best, because I'm staring at the Lollapalooza flyer that came out. And,
yes.
Yeah, I see this. Ariana Grande, Childish Gambino, 21 Pilots.
The first All-Star game, when I looked on the court and I saw all those great players, it just propelled me to greatness. So,
yeah. Well, I'm looking at the list.
But listen to what I'm telling you. All those great people that's out there, when I get in the game, I'm going to show up. I promise you that.
Okay.
Hey, Casey Musgraves.
They got some great people out there, but Diesel's coming to dominate the game, too, now. Okay? Don't get it twisted. Diesel's coming out there to throw some bowls and get a couple dunks, too. They got a lot of great people out there.
Yeah, there is. And it's, I'm looking at the flyer. I'm about three quarters of the way down the flyer.
Ariana Grande.
Ariana big.
Okay.
She is big.
Lil Wayne.
Oh,
Weezy,
big. Oh, Meek Mills. Closure. Wow.
I'm going at who's in front of you here. Maggie Rogers.
Ooh.
Okay. Boy. Lewis the Child. Yeah.
Okay, wait a
Glack.
Minute. Seriously.
There's something on here called Glack.
Glack?
G-L-A-C-K. Glack, I've never heard of.
Nice. That's the Greek black kid.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
He's Glack.
Who else is on that list?
Snails.
Listen.
All these artists, by the way, listed ahead of Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's see. Who else is in front of you?
So I don't
Bishop
know how it
works.
Hold on. Let me talk to my guy. Okay. Is it one stage or is it many stages? Okay. So, you know, you have to keep in mind, like, there's a bunch of stages. So.
Okay.
Well, believe me. I need a magnifying glass to see your name on that thing, though.
That poster.
Doesn't matter. I'm going to be there. And the whole world's going to know I'll be there.
All right. There we go.
Let's talk about where else you're going to be this weekend. It's
Shaq's Funhouse 3.
Going to get out of control.
Miami. And a special guest appears by the Gronk Man.
There he is.
And Gronk can do whatever he wants to do.
Well, now that he's retired.
That's right.
Yeah.
Can he put his junk against the back of your neck again?
As long as he doesn't do the thrust moves. If it's just sitting there, it's cool. Once he starts pumping it,
let's go to this live interview.
Looks like you're hoisting Gronk.
Yeah, Gronk is the strongest white dude I've ever felt.
This is live coverage.
Oh, that's going to be delicious. It's going to be just delicious.
He's the biggest white guy I ever felt.
Oh, that is good. That sounds like a lot of fun, though.
Yep.
And it's, what is this, Friday night, Saturday night? I think it's Saturday.
I think it's both. I don't know.
I think it's both, yeah. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who the hell knows? Is this another one of those you go on stage at like 2 o'clock in the morning deals?
Yeah, I actually go on from 3 to 4.
Because
doors open at 2. So, you know, parties go from 2 to 8.
Oh, my gosh.
That is
horrifying to me.
Old man in me just like
that is horrifying.
It's not horrifying. First of all, it's Miami. People never sleep in there.
True.
And listen, there's already a lot of stuff going in there. I'm not dumb. I don't want to mess anything up. Everything shuts down at 2. And it's only one guy that gets to stay open from 2 to 8. The Diesel, baby.
And Papa John.
That's right. It's all about connections, baby.
Yeah, you exactly. And Papa John.
Yeah.
All right. This is ridiculous and fake news.
Oh, no, it's not fake news.
This is fake news.
This is outstanding. So, Shaquille, just sit back and relax and enjoy this. John got into a tizzy a couple weeks ago about
The Zags.
The Zags. And
right.
It's Gonzaga or Gonzaga?
It's Gonzaga.
It's Gonzaga?
Gonzaga.
Are you sure?
Yes, because
right.
It's...
Well, listen to John get upset and then instantly screw up his point.
It's Let's not go. Gonzaga.
Oh, Gonzaga.
They're the Zags. That means it's Gonzaga.
See, there you go again.
Well, I'm just saying.
I tell you.
It's simple. Do your homework.
There you go again.
That's
tomato, tomato,
okay.
Same thing.
No, it's not. But I can tell you this. I think Gonzaga plays
defense.
It's on purpose.
Yeah, see,
that
no,
was
it's
completely
not. No, it was
nah.
not.
That
no.
was, hey, wait a minute. Wait
Bullshit.
A minute. Wait a minute. I am holding my hands in the air.
What's that mean?
That is completely
no,
on
stop
my
it.
On my child. That
okay,
is completely
okay, okay,
on purpose.
Okay, don't bring the
I
babies
say it in the next sentence.
We believe you.
In the
we
next seconds,
you.
I say Gonzaga.
We believe you.
As
okay.
I told the guy, I'm like,
you
that
put
is
it
so
on
stupid.
The baby. You
For
put
God's
it on the baby,
sakes.
You mess up the joke.
I say
stop
it immediately.
All right, what does Mel Kiper eat for breakfast every
Pumpkin pie.
Say it again?
Pumpkin pie.
Okay. Because it sounded like you were, it was not quite pronounced right here. Punkin. P-U-N-K-I-N. Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie.
Well, okay. That's how black people say it, so I'm not mad at you.
Okay.
Yeah,
and I'm black Irish.
This is the one I got from the interview.
Every single day of his life, he eats pumpkin pie for breakfast.
Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin
yeah,
pie.
Yeah, pumpkin.
Pumpkin pie. It does sound
pumpkin
like pumpkin.
Pie.
It does
yeah.
sound
yeah.
like pumpkin a little
yeah,
bit. I'll give you that one.
Pumpkin pie.
It does sound
yeah.
like it.
Yeah.
That one.
So,
yeah,
no,
it
but that's how black people say it, Rob. Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie? Really?
Yes. We don't say pumpkin. We say pumpkin.
But see, Rob, you're putting too much emphasis on it. It's just natural. Pumpkin pie.
Okay.
You
it's not like Dunkin' Donuts where you have to kind of lean into it. Like
they
it's just
they
it's not pumpkin pie.
They
it's,
there you go.
Okay, that was it?
That was better.
I did it right that
they
time.
Say, she, this pumpkin pie is good.
Better hit me with another Skis Ice from the It's Ice.
She, this pumpkin pie is
better put some ice cream on that motherfucker.
That was insane.
Hey, Rob.
All right,
by
that
the
was
way,
worth it.
By the way, pumpkin yeah, what, pie is oh. is a vegetable.
Rob.
Okay, what's up, bud?
For show 201, I need you to just give us a topic, and we all got to talk jive.
We could do that at the live show.
We should do that.
Pumpkin pie is a what?
It's a vegetable. Pumpkin pie.
It's pie.
Oh my God! When you start, come on.
Pumpkin pie.
Next topic. I'm not
pumpkin
arguing with
vegetable.
This guy.
It's
8:30 in the night. I'm not
so
arguing with
So what's sweet potato pie?
It's a vegetable.
It's
B-Dog,
pie.
Don't fall into
okay.
the trap,
I understand,
B-Dog.
But it's a vegetable.
B-Dog, do not fall into the, to,
don't
to the
do
trap.
It.
I'm done.
All right, there you
B-Dog's
go.
B-Dog's going to start talking real slow in a second. It
hey,
is not
hey,
a vegetable.
Hey, B-Dog.
What's up?
Bumblebee is part of the alphabet. A, Bumblebee, C.
Oh, man. Yahoo Daily Fantasy is going big this year.
Yeah.
Plenty of time to get you in on the NBA action. Baseball's right around the corner. And golf's in full swing. This is the perfect time to start playing Yahoo Daily Fantasy.
Never played Daily Fantasy before? Yahoo has you covered. Unlike those other Daily Fantasy sites that lets users use 100 different lineups in their biggest contests,
yeah.
Yahoo has a 10-entry max. That means better chances for you to win with the big contest.
Also, you can try out Yahoo's innovative quick match feature. That's great for beginners.
Very cool.
Because Yahoo's going to match you up with an opponent for a head-to-head contest at equal skill level. No more getting taken by experienced players. You can do one quick match contest at $1, $2, $5, $10, $25 per slate. And no, there is no management fee. That means if you play for 10 and win, you get 20.
Sign up today at yahoo.com/dailyfantasy or by downloading the Yahoo Fantasy app, get $25 in free play when you make your first deposit using promo code POD25. No waiting on the bonus. You can use it immediately to enter contests. The minimum deposit is only $5. That's the promo code POD25. Get you into action with Yahoo Fantasy.
Alexa isn't the only one with breaking news. Make sure to hang around at the end of this podcast for the latest breaking headlines on the AP News Minute.
March Madness is upon us, and Dan Patrick has you covered.
I probably wouldn't do the hat because I don't want to mess up the hair.
Join Dan and the Danettes as they keep up with every twist and turn in the NCAA tournament on the Dan Patrick Show. Every day, hear the hottest takes and the biggest celebrity interviews from the world of sports and entertainment.
As cocky and confident confident as Baker Mayfield is.
Don't miss the madness on the Dan Patrick Show, right here on Podcast One.
Oh, yeah, so it's time for... we got Detective Shaq stories.
All right, what do we got today?
All right, well, I mean, I figure since Shaquille's now a deputy in Broward County...
Which is really cool, by the way.
A couple of these should hopefully we can get to the bottom of. Let's start with the case of the abusive cookie. A Florida man, shockingly...
Yes.
Was arrested for domestic battery after he reportedly threw a cookie at his girlfriend.
That's battery?
Yes, because he made contact.
That's battery?
When you make contact, it's battery.
All right, wait.
So if I throw a cookie at Rob in the studio.
And it hits him, it's battery, yes.
Oh, your ass is going to jail.
Okay, that's just stupid. That's flat
it's
out stupid.
Law.
That's stupid.
And the cookie was hard.
What if it's a predator?
Pause.
What if it's
pause?
The cookie was.
What about a pop? Yeah. What about popcorn?
No, because popcorn is not a hard substance itself.
Okay.
So it was accordingly. This is Wade Smith, 41 years old, Zephyr Hills, white guy, black guy.
They make bottled water there, so it's white guys.
White guys.
That's
white
a white guy.
Yeah, he's a white guy.
Because they make bottled water there.
No, because you know why? Because a brother ain't throwing no cookies.
We're going to eat that cookie.
Yeah, I'm going to eat that cookie.
No food.
I might throw the napkin after I wipe my mouth and eat the cookie. I'm not throwing.
But you ain't getting this oatmeal raisin.
Shit, you ain't getting this cookie.
Let me tell you where that's going
to end.
You think you slick, honey. You know I got this Oreo on my hand. You want me to throw it, but I'm not going to do it.
I'm not going to do it. I guess the lie was he threw a hard piece of cookie and hit her in the forehead.
Oh boy. Yep,
something he confessed to doing and thus he was arrested for
that's
battery.
That's crazy. That's so stupid.
That's crazy.
It's the law,
and that
John,
is not domestic abuse.
Yes it is. We don't make the laws.
That's
yes,
ridiculous.
It yes it is.
That's so stupid.
What
on
is the
Florida
I guess
laws.
I guess the question is where's the line? Like what can you throw and get away with and
oh well,
other,
you know I'm not talking about this with you right now.
So that if I throw ice
sense.
If I
I'm
throw
not a, throwing nothing at the female species.
Right, exactly.
That's crazy.
Okay, it doesn't make any sense.
Like you haven't thrown a few
things. All right,
things.
Well, let's do this one. Let's go for the case
I
of
sure
the the extra tangy sauce.
Oh, no.
A Tennessee man was jailed on felony charges after appearing to dip his testicles into a container of salsa that a customer had ordered online. The delivery driver allegedly recorded it and posted the video online because apparently he's also an idiot. This is what you do when you get an 89-cent tip on a 30-minute drive. The passenger, 31, Howard Matthew Webb, white guy or black guy?
White.
White, of course.
White.
Three names. He's got to be a white guy.
Yeah.
He is a white guy. Was arrested last week and charged with adulteration of food.
Guess what? I think it's a fake story.
Hold on. No.
Here's what I'm going to tell you.
I snoped this when it happened.
Okay.
First of all, it's not a fake story. I've seen the white guys from Jackass. Do this exact same thing.
Oh,
dip
yeah.
their balls in taco
yeah, but here's
sauce.
That I, but here,
all that type
but here's
of stuff.
What I don't get, though.
What?
How would the guy know? He would have already delivered the food before he got the 89-cent tip.
Yeah, he delivered the food. He got the 89-cent tip.
So then he wouldn't still have the guy's food where he could put his food and he could put his testicles into their sauce.
No, maybe he did it before, John. What are you talking about right now?
I guess it was because he was pissed because he had to drive 30 minutes.
Yes, so he did it before. No,
oh, wow, that's
and
terrible.
The guy was a previous customer.
Come on, John.
Okay, I think that's one of those fake ones.
Worstdetective.com.
I think that's terrible.
All right, well.
Look at you trying to outsmart. Look at you.
Look at you, John. You're so smart. 2 plus 2 is 5.
Maybe the new running joke on the show. I can't even really bleep that out because you're not cursing.
You don't want to help.
You're saying she. Yeah, all right, well.
Seemo full but laying me to the bone.
All right, if you got a story for Detective Shaq, go ahead and send it over to the Big Podcast with Shaq at gmail.com.
Hey, as you know, we're in the heart of one of the greatest sports events on the calendar, March Madness, and the best place to stay on top of all the NCAA tournament coverage, that's CBS Sports HQ.
What is CBS Sports HQ? It's the free 24-hour sports networks that's built for fans just like you, me, and John. I watch it every day, and here's why. You don't get any of the hot takes, fake debates, and politics on other sports networks. Just like stuff that matters, like nonstop highlights, news, analysis, no matter when I tune in.
And if you enjoy playing fantasy or placing some bets, like I've been known to over the years, their experts are always dishing out picks to help me win. So check out CBS Sports HQ. It's always on and always free. No need to pay a subscription fee or have an expensive cable package.
Just download the CBS Sports app on your phone, Fire TV, Roku, or Apple TV to start watching today.
Stop trying, stop trying, stop trying. It's time for the borderline bracket here.
I was listening to this on the way to work today.
Were you really? In the Audi?
No.
Just bumping it in the Audi?
I love to bump it, but
I'm sure
I wasn't
you do.
Doing that.
Hey now. I love to bump it. Hey.
Whoa. There you go.
He loves to bump it.
All right, here we go.
All right, so we on the last week's show, we got it down to our Sweet 16.
Yes.
I put it up for online voting, and I want to give you our results.
Okay.
So here you go. The matchup was number one, Derek Lewis, in the ring after the Joe Rogan fight.
I'm here with the winner, Derek Lewis. Derek, why'd you take your pants off?
My balls was hot.
I understand.
He was facing off against Victor Cruz, number nine Victor Cruz, on Jalen and Jacoby, who dropped this bomb.
A guy by the name of Dominic Hickson told me when I was a rookie, he said, man, if you ever have the opportunity to hold your team, this team, any team by the balls, hold it. Hold on to it. Suck all the juice out of it because that's what's going to change the game.
Victor. All right.
Victor won.
Any ideas who took this one?
Victor won.
I think Derek
Lewis won.
The winner moving on is...
That's a number one seed, Derek Lewis.
My balls was hot.
Yeah, that's too good.
Derek Lewis, too good.
My balls was hot. Offensive than suck the juice out of the balls.
This was fan voting, man.
That's not an upset.
Fans
voted. Listeners. All right, so
Hold on. Speaking of upset, did you see UCF almost beat Duke?
Oh, my God. They should have.
And they should have.
Come on, Taco. Get a rebound, Taco.
I'm so glad Duke won that.
Why
are you glad? You just like rooting for evil in the world?
What do you like?
No.
Root for the Lakers, and then you root for the...
It's better with Duke still in the tournament.
No, it ain't better. If they lose, they lose, B-Dog.
Let them lose.
Everybody likes to see Duke lose. That's a universal law of the universe.
I do. I want to see them lose.
All right, well, the next matchup we had was...
I really enjoyed my team's effort tonight. I was very pleased with them.
Stop it.
They're very pleasing effort.
I don't
dye my hair. I've never known to be dye my
and,
hair.
Johnny Dawkins, I'm just so... his son was... I don't have a word for how...
Hey, y'all being disrespectful right
now.
I'm yelling at everybody in this room like Tom Izzo.
Here we go.
Shut all you down. Shannon and Skip were our number three seed talking about eating pudding.
Without question. Without question.
Say it again, Eddie.
Without question. He is getting better. The proof in the pudding.
Yeah.
And the best
thing
about
pudding, don't you?
I love banana pudding with them wafers.
Woo!
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, man. You got to let the bananas get ripe for like 3 days. Let them sit out.
I'll let you eat my pudding.
Oh, God in heaven.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, now that's a three seed.
They were facing the 11 seed. This woman had too many names to read at college graduation.
Julie Jerkoff. Forgive me, Kirkoff.
My favorite part. Forgive me.
I think Julie Jerkoff.
I just mortified
Did Julie Jerkoff pull the upset, please?
Did she
pull it?
The winner?
Julie
Jerkoff.
Yay.
She goes to the Final Four, right?
She goes to the Elite Eight. Well, now we have to make the decision. So the matchup here on this side of the bracket is Derek Lewis versus Julie Jerkoff.
Oh, Derek Lewis.
Who moves on amongst the runner in the room?
See, I love it since it's a borderline, I think, Julie Jerkoff.
Yeah, Julie Jerkoff.
Okay.
Oh.
I think so, too. It's an
Derek
11 seed. There we go. Derek Lewis upset.
All right. He goes.
I think Julie Jerkoff.
Julie Jerkoff lands herself in the Final Four.
In the spirit of borderline, I think it's hilarious.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a really good one. All right. Well, our next set of fan voting had the number five seed, which was John Kincaid and his specialty cockles.
Free Danner, all ages, music by Oh No Stereo, Atlanta's best cover band, playing all your favorite hits, cornhole games, specialty cockles, cocktails.
Whoa.
What did you say?
Cornhole games.
What did you say?
Gave us the infamous buck drop of what did you say. That was our five seed. It was facing off against the number four seed, which was Shaq and Chuck on TNT talking about the circus performers.
That's incredible. Me and you could do that, Chuck.
No, we can't do that. I can't hold your fat ass up.
I'm fat and you obese.
Who's going to be at the base?
Ernie,
you walked a very fine line just then.
Who's going to be at the base and who's going
to
be?
Way to clean it up.
Ooh, Ernie, you scared me for a second. I almost caught that coming out.
Hey, John, I'm sorry, but they beat you.
Oh, that's great.
They got you.
How did the vote go?
The vote went, it was very close, but the winner was... Won.
What did you say?
John's specialty cockles moves on. Dito, fan voting, you know, man, fan
you know,
voting.
You know, John got those Russian connections.
Yeah. John's going to win every side of the bracket. We're not going to know how.
That's true.
All right, let's go to the number 10 seed, which was Skip Bayless talking about Wade Phillips and the Rams.
You give him two corners like that?
Yeah.
And you give him a little bit of a pass rush, and he is going to come down your throat. With
oh, boy. Oh, boy.
He was facing the number 2 seed, which was Jeff Probst and the Survivor Balls Challenge.
You have 2 balls you were trying to balance on your disc.
Oh.
Mike's ball starting to move. Got to get it back in control.
Nope.
Angelina, both balls separating, hanging on opposite sides of the disc.
Oh, Jesus.
That is a dangerous spot to be.
I know.
Kara's ball's now on the move.
Oh!
Angelina trying to get back in control of her balls. Angelina's ball's dropped. She is out. We're down to 5.
Glad her ball's
dropped. Davey's ball starting to separate now.
Oh!
Which is worse, balls separating or balls clanging together? Both give you that uncomfortable feeling in this challenge.
All right, so that was your 2 seed.
Jeff Probst better have won.
Ever.
He better have won.
Moving on by less than 1%
is
both give you that uncomfortable feeling.
Jeff Probst. It is down to us amongst Kincaid's specialty cockles and Jeff Probst's awkward survivor balls. Who moves on to the final 4?
Survivor.
I think Survivor goes too. Yeah,
I was going Kincaid.
No,
all
I got upset. I got upset there. Survivor gets that.
Survivor.
Yeah, Survivor
all right,
goes.
So the final 4 on this side of the bracket will be Survivor versus Julie Jerkoff. So that'll go up for fan voting.
Julie Jerkoff.
On the other side of the bracket, Skip and Shannon talking about cowboys and water pistols for some reason.
I'm gonna stop by the store. I'm gonna buy a water gun that's shaped like a male anatomy part.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's his finger. I don't know, Joe, what it is. But I'm just saying.
We know what it is.
And I'm gonna go to the club. And this is what I'm gonna do. This is gonna be my ideal fun.
I'm gonna stick it in the front of my
what?
Fanny Gee, pack. Where it's,
yo.
I don't know. Skip, I don't know.
He said that on the air.
Down. You get your big old spray in, Skip.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Did you say that?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's why it was a 2 seed. It was facing the number 10 seed, Steve Harvey and his parade of men.
And so for 45 minutes, it was just a parade of men coming in that bathroom. And I'd take it off my clothes to get lathered up.
Why?
Whoa.
Why? All right. Well, who do you think moved on there? This was fan voting.
Skip and Shannon went.
Yeah.
You think? Well, yeah. Moving on, Steve. It's going to be Skip and Shannon.
Okay.
No, Skip and Shannon.
It had to be close, though.
Going to buy yourself
it's
a water
It's got to be close,
pistol.
Right?
Yeah.
Very close. They're going to face the winner of the next matchup. Sue Bird at your number 4 seed really likes Ray Allen.
Listen, all I know is Ray Allen still got it. I'm going to try to ride that all night. But...
Oh, Sue. She's going to ride it all night. Whoa. She was facing the number 12 seed, which was Ice Cube. Promoting the big 3.
Why can't a man believe in what he believes in and do what he wants to do? And without us coming down his back or throat.
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
All right, well, who do you think moved on there? Sue Bird or Ice Cube?
Sue Bird.
Sue should have,
Sue did. So now it's up to us. Who's going to advance to the final 4? Skip and Shannon, or Sue Bird?
In the spirit of... Of a borderline Sue Bird.
B-Dog?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, probably
Sue Bird.
Oh, my
wow,
God.
Another upset.
Skip and Shannon go down again.
They go down again.
They may not make the final 4 this
year. And last year, weren't they the entire final 4?
They were 2 sides of it, yeah.
Two sides of it.
Yeah. All right, last matchups.
Oh, this is great.
Number 11 seed.
Oh, my gosh.
This little girl stole cookies, and who did she blame it on?
So who ate them all?
Someone come around and...
Someone come around and ate the cakes?
Yeah.
So someone broke into a home and ate Mr. Kipling's Angel Slices. Didn't take the TV, didn't take, you know, some jewellery. They took these cakes.
And it was a black man.
I love that kid so much. All right.
Oh, my God.
She was facing off against.
B-Dog ain't laughing at that joke no more, huh, B-Dog?
And it was a black man.
Yeah. Yeah. And then she was facing off against John Kincaid on the other side of the bracket at a number three seed. Yeah.
If there are other things that you want origin stories for, and even stuff with, if you hear us, Rob will bust on me, or I'll bust on Shaq, or Shaq will bust on me, whatever it is.
All right, advancing from that matchup in a huge upset.
It was a black man.
And it was a black man.
Yes. Yes.
That little girl won big.
Yeah, but my thing is, like you say, in the spirit of borderline, I think you should have won.
No,
now.
But I think in the black man is too funny. It's just too
it
much.
Is, but
it's like, I'm telling you, I'm really pleased with the Final Four, the way this is shaping up.
Well, here's your last one.
If you can get there.
Your very last one. Shannon Sharp dropping the S-bomb on live TV.
Exactly. Yeah. Because he didn't. That didn't have anything to do with Jordan. Shit, Jordan wasn't with him.
God, I love that one.
That's a classic.
I just love that one. That is fantastic.
Right, and that was facing the number one seed. Shaquille O'Neal brought this in after the LSU game.
LSU fan came and stuck his finger in my booty. I don't
play LSU fan came and stuck his finger in my booty.
Okay, wait a minute. LSU fan, don't even contemplate.
LSU fan moved on.
Okay.
So now here's the question.
Well, LSU, stop it.
LSU or it was a black man?
No, LSU. LSU.
I think it was a black man.
I love that, LSU. But I'm going to go LSU.
All right. There
it's
it
too
is.
Good.
That could end up winning the whole thing.
It might end up winning the whole thing.
Here it is. One side of your Final Four is Survivor versus Julie Jerkoff. And then the other side is going to be Sue Bird versus the LSU fan. One of those four clips will be our borderline champion for 2019.
I love it.
So there you go. Congratulations.
Awesome. So if your lawn is really ugly, like Rob's,
it's not that
bad. It's a total mess.
It's not that bad.
Get the weeds and the patchy spots under control simply by feeding your lawn a few times throughout the year with Scott's Turf Builder. Look, your yard takes a beating. It's the constant wear and tear, the overcrowding of weeds. So fight back. Feed your lawn.
I tell you this every day, Rob, but you don't listen. It takes four simple feedings, okay? One in early spring. All repeat right. after me, Rob. One in early spring.
One in the early spring.
One in late spring.
One in late spring.
One in summer.
One in summer.
And one in the fall.
One in the fall. I was
For
told there'd be no test.
For greener, stronger lawn all year long, Scott Turf Builders will get your ugly lawn the nourishment it needs to help your weak, disgusting, crazy lawn. You got to help that thin lawn recover.
Hey, your grass will be greener, it's going to be stronger, it's going to be more resilient, and it's all guaranteed.
All right.
Only from Scott's. And if you're not satisfied with the results, you get your money back, guaranteed.
And if you listen to us, Rob, I'm going to come to your house, put my arm on your shoulder, and say proudly, this is a Scott's yard.
All right. Well, listen, we talked about a number of games, we want to do at our 200th live show on Wednesday night. This was in the running. It didn't make the cut for a live show, but what the hell? Let's do a round of Walmart or Waffle House before we wrap up our 200 shows.
You're going
here.
Down, John.
All right. I've got 10 stories. It is up to you guys to decide if this story happened at a Walmart or a Waffle House.
Rob, do me a favor.
Yes, sir.
Get red wine because
I'm
ready to go.
I will get it going for you.
Because you're going down, John.
All right, here we go.
No, I'm not going down.
That's what I'm over here drinking.
What?
Red wine.
Oh. All right.
Stay close to me.
There it is. All right, so story number one. Here you go. A number of customers were in a parking lot of this location listening loudly to rap music when a man in a trucker hat approached them in an effort to tell them that country music is better. This, of course, ended in a massive fight until police were called and three men were arrested for beating the crap out of this man. Did it happen in the parking lot of a Walmart or a Waffle House?
Can I text a B-Dog my answer so John don't think I'm cheating?
Yeah, go ahead.
Or we can just get Kincaid's answer
first. Well, I can answer first.
Okay, you answer
I'll
first.
I'll answer
go.
First.
All right, go ahead, John.
Ready?
Well, no, I can answer first, but I'll tell you.
All right,
hold up a sign. Now, I'm going to hold up a sign. Hold on a minute.
Here, I'll give you your driver.
I'm going to have a sign here. I got it right here. I'll tell you if it's, I'll hold up this for B-Dog so he'll know in advance. Okay? So you'll know in advance.
Okay.
Okay?
So which one are you going with? All right, we have Kincaid's answer. Shaquille O'Neal?
All right, Waffle House.
All right, Shaq and John both agree that it happened at a Waffle House. It happened at a Waffle House.
There we
Good
go.
Good job, guys. Waffle House parking lot, great place to
there we go.
Challenge musical taste, apparently. Story number two. This customer was asked to leave after presenting what were clearly fake coupons for her purchase, hand-drawn and photocopied. The woman went into a tirade when it was refused to be accepted. Did that happen at a Walmart or at a Waffle House?
Got my answer.
I got Kincaid's.
Want me to go?
Yeah.
Walmart.
All right, he says Walmart. John also says Walmart. Yeah, and that was kind of a softball. There you go. Coupons. Yeah, only used at Walmart.
Waffle House does have coupons, though.
Are you kidding
me? In the Val pack.
How freaking cheap
in the
are Val you pack. If you're using Walmart
in
or
the
Waffle
Val
House coupons?
Seriously, that's bad.
Ridiculous.
In the Val pack.
All right, story number three. A very drunk man was escorted out of this location by police because he began to howl loudly like a wolf, and he refused to stop until employees confronted him. The drunk woman with him was laughing hysterically as police officers dragged both of them out. Did it happen at a Walmart, the drunk man howling like a wolf, or a Waffle House? I have Kincaid's answer. Shaquille O'Neal.
Walmart.
Shaq says Walmart. John says Waffle House. That happened at a Waffle House.
Yeah.
Jumping out to a 3-2 lead here. All right, story number four. A group of customers witnessed two female employees screaming at each other over their work schedules until a fight broke out between them physically and had to be broken up by a number of customers and other employees. Shocker, both women were fired. Did the female employees who got into a fight over schedules happen in a Walmart or a Waffle House? I have Kincaid's answer.
Waffle House.
Okay, Shaq says Waffle House. John said Waffle House. That happened in Lexington, Kentucky. At a Waffle House.
There
Good
we
job.
Go.
Nicely done. Story number five. A man was kicked out of this location after customers noticed a rip in his pants wide enough so that his penis could and was hanging out of his pants. When approached by management and asked to cover up or leave, he burst into a "this is a free country and you're oppressing my rights" rant until the police were called. Did it happen at a Walmart or at a Waffle House? I have Kincaid's answer. Big Diesel.
Walmart.
Shaq says Walmart. Kincaid also says Walmart. That happened at a Walmart. You guys are on your game today. Damn.
I am 5-for-5. Shaq is losing.
5-4 Kincaid.
Tight game.
Question number six. It's always nice to see Good Samaritan step in and try to break up a fight. But in this game, it's never that simple. Police were called to this location after a fight broke out between two pregnant women. The fight was broken up by a group of four drag queens in full outfits.
Oh, my God.
Police arrived to split up the fight and commended the drag queens for their involvement. Did it happen at a Walmart or a Waffle House? I have Kincaid.
Walmart.
Jack's saying Walmart. John's saying Waffle House. This fight broke out at a Walmart, John.
Oh, no.
Tie
celebrate too early.
No, I didn't.
Up.
You celebrate
we're tied
too
up.
Early.
We're tied up.
5-5. Question number seven.
Wow, I thought I had that one.
A man in his late 70s. I'm going to say that again. A man in his late 70s was arrested at this location after telling a female employee that he had some new tattoos he wanted to show her. But they were somewhere special, so let's go in the back and I'll really show you. She denied. The police were called, and he was proceeding to unbuckle his pants and drop them in the middle of this location. Did the man in the late 70s wanting to show off his tattoos happen at a Walmart or a Waffle House? I have Kincaid's answer, Shaquille O'Neal.
Waffle House.
He's going to say Waffle House, as is Kincaid. That sure indeed happened at a Waffle House.
Oh,
you
boy,
bet it did.
Three to go. Oh. This is
Here
getting
we go.
Tense. This is tense.
Question eight. We are tied at seven?
Six.
Six each.
Wow.
Customers at this location in North Carolina are consistently perplexed as a regular customer comes to their location at least once a week with a beer can suctioned to his forehead. He's never caused any problems, never been arrested, but he shows up once a week with a beer can suctioned to his head. Does he go to a Walmart or a Waffle House? I have John's answer, Big Shaq. North Carolina man shows up once a week with a beer can suctioned to his forehead at a Walmart or a Waffle House.
Well, I got to guess this one, Walmart. I don't
All right.
know.
Shaq's guessing Walmart. John's guessing Waffle House. We're going to get a leader here. That happens at a Walmart.
Oh no.
I don't hear you celebrating now, John.
No, no.
I don't hear you celebrating now, John.
We've begun to slip away.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I'm the Sacramento Kings.
Oh, no.
Man.
How are you, though?
It's Rob, the fourth quarter.
Yes, sir.
Do me a favor, because I'm confident I'm going to win. Can you start my music and let my
no,
music play?
No, not yet. Not
oh,
yet.
I'm winning this game. I'm just
not
telling
yet.
You right now.
All
okay.
right. Well, we'll get to it. I promise. All right. Next up here, question number nine. a woman approached a manager after finding a bag of white powdery substance in the bathroom, which the manager dismissed as nothing and placed in her pocket. Well, the customer, because she's smart, still felt uneasy and called the cops, and sure enough, the manager was arrested on multiple counts of possession of cocaine. Did the manager who accidentally left her coke in the bathroom and then tried to claim it as nothing happen at a Walmart or a Waffle House? I have Kincaid's answer.
And Shaq could win the game here.
Waffle House.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Shaq says Waffle House. Kincaid says Walmart. This happened at a Waffle House.
Oh, no.
Start that music.
Shaq won.
Start that music.
Shaq won. Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? I blew that lead.
Yes, you did.
Wow, I blew that lead.
Turn it up.
Stay close to me.
Wow, John, you're the golden star.
John can't beat me.
I really am.
John, I thought that you had him.
I thought I had that game going.
Beat up. Every time you celebrate by going up 10 in the second quarter, you forget that's the second half, baby. You forget that's the second half, baby.
All right, well, sorry we were late tonight.
Yeah, we're sorry.
We get this to you here.
It's all right. We got it. We're getting done right before like 11 o'clock Eastern.
We appreciate everybody.
This is great.
For bearing with us. All right, Shaquille, we're going to see you Wednesday.
Shaq, we'll see you for our live taping
maybe,
on Wednesday.
Maybe.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Don't tell Wednesday. We have a bunch of people coming.
If I don't have a commercial.
You better not. I swear to you.
The Big Podcast with Shaq at gmail.com, at Shaqcast on Twitter.
Oh, it's awesome.
At The Big Podcast with Shaq on Instagram.
We love you.
Thanks, everybody.
And we look forward to sharing all the fun and frivolity of show 199, leading you up with special guest in 199. Dan Patrick.
Oh, yeah, next week, Dan Patrick joins us.
Don't miss it.
We'll see you Wednesday.
All right.
Double syndication is right around the corner.
Note. Here we go.
Red wine.
Okay, you B-Dog.
Stay close to me.
Energy, B-Dog.
Bye, everybody.
Okay, so that's it. Great. Follow the guys on Twitter at Shaq, at John Kincaid, and at Rob Jenners. Or get more clips and nonsense on Instagram and Facebook at The Big Podcast with Shaq. This has been an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports, with new episodes every week at podcastone.com.
I love you, Uncle Shaq.